and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Oh my goodness, what a weekend of shows it was. I feel we really discussed a lot of substantial things over the weekend. It wasn't our usual messing around. We got to the bottom of a lot of issues.
You know what, last week, you know, we were talking about how priests are angry about online mass hopping. This week, the Pope was in trouble for something that he may have done online. And honestly, I've never had a bigger laugh in my life because the Vatican should have just not said anything about it. But instead, they came out to say that they're investigating why the Pope liked a particular photo on Instagram.
Yeah, guys, shut up.
If they said nothing, it would have gone away. Another year, another sexiest man of the year is crowned. I'm so sorry, Chris.
I can't believe I pipped. I believe I was, you know the way they do 1 to 100? I believe I was like 108th or something. So like, I'm still willing to take it. So like, I mean, it's all good.
You know what, Chris? There is no comparison between you and Michael B. Jordan. You should have been number one, okay?
I agree. Absolutely. But I'm very happy for him nonetheless. Do you know what I mean? He's a very deserving winner. I don't want to tear other people down.
This week featured lots of bras and betrayal as teenage Kira has worked herself into a frenzy over Lucy's older brother.
Ooh. Absolutely. And then, of course, on Sunday, we were chatting about something very weird that Kira does in the bath. And in the end,
it's
it was
not that weird.
Yeah, in the end, it's just like listening to podcasts and stuff. Like, don't worry. It isn't that odd. However, we were also discussing the idea that listening could be beamed into your brain in the future. So imagine this. You're just sitting there and there's a 3D bubble of sound waves around your head. There's no headphones. There's nothing connected to you. It is honestly the stuff of nightmares. I'm sorry.
It's terrifying. Really weird.
Yeah, it is. It's literally terrifying. But listen, all of that and more. Here we go.
Remember last week we were talking about how priests are really upset because people are doing a lot of mass hopping online.
But also people were critiquing them apparently on Facebook and like saying, oh, this sermon's kind of boring and all that. It's real showbiz now, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the sermons have moved online because of COVID-19.
Sure.
And, you know, I was kind of like, well, priests are kind of dealing, as you said, with this new showbiz life. But boy, oh boy, I think that just everyone needs to get off social media because sooner or later, every single one of us are going to get into trouble for something, especially if you've got a high profile, okay?
Sure.
Even the Pope, Chris.
I saw they now have an investigation into how it happened. Originally, it was just a joke a few days ago. It was like, oh, look at this. Yeah. But now there's an... who's investigating it? I saw some headline that they're now going
Vatican.
To... Why can't you just let it die, Vatican? Jesus Christ, move on.
Let's explain to people that might not have heard the story
this
Kira. Week.
Okay, of course, so what is going on, Kira? Yeah.
There was a bit of a kerfuffle over the week, Chris, when it seemed that the official Pope's Instagram account liked a photo of Natalia Garabato, who has 1.4 million followers on Instagram. And this photo was a very sumptuous photo of her ass.
Oh yes, it was she's very curvaceous, very voluptuous.
She's very curvaceous.
And listen, the Pope's only human, you know? I mean, come on.
You know, this so it is unclear when the photo of Natalia Garabato was given an endorsement by the Pope's verified account, but the like was still visible on the 13th of November, Chris, until it was unliked the next day, and that is according to the Catholic news agency. So the Catholic news agency are even in on this. So the Vatican said it is seeking explanations from Instagram after Pope Francis' official account liked a photo of a scantily clad, dressed Brazilian model. Now, here's the thing. I don't think the Pope is scrolling through Instagram, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I don't.
Yeah,
I think that somebody is obviously running the Pope's official account. Maybe I am wrong, and maybe Pope Francis loves ass for days. I don't know, Chris. But, you know, I don't think it was the Pope myself, personally. Just admit it. Just get the intern or whoever. Unless they're a priest themselves.
No, but this is so much worse. Like, I'm sorry now, but the Vatican is still a very well-funded, very well-resourced organization, okay? So obviously, there's a thing here where the Pope liked the photo. As you say, it's a girl. You can, you know, I mean, it's a very suggestive photo. She's in a schoolgirl outfit at a locker, and it's a really short skirt, so you can see her behind and everything, Kira. Absolutely, it's entirely inappropriate. However, why launch an investigation?
It looks so bad.
Just unlike it and then move on. The fact that the Vatican is like, don't worry, we're going to find out who liked that photo from the Pope's account. The Vatican,
it was somebody in the Vatican that liked the photo.
That's what I mean. Be quiet.
You know?
Stop drawing attention to it.
Natalia Garabato, she's got 2.4 million Instagram followers. She's also reported to have joked, at least I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
right,
you know, she received the Pope's official blessing Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very, very funny. I mean, it's great for her. You know, I'd never
heard
of her before this.
Yeah, yeah.
So Pope Francis, obviously, he's hugely popular across social media. He's got an Instagram account. He's got 7.4 million followers.
Yeah, I know. He's
the account does not follow any other accounts. Okay, so he doesn't follow like the Dalai Lama or anyone like that. And over on Twitter, the Pope is followed by 18.8 million accounts. In 2017, he was the most popular world leader on the social media platform. That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, good for him. He has clout. He has clout.
As I said, he very rarely composes social media content himself. It's not like he's Donald Trump and he's sitting around using his phone and he's, you know, tweeting all day or taking selfies of himself in the Vatican. But yeah, I just think, let it go, guys. Let it go.
This is the worst thing you could do.
And for me, exactly, you're right. And that says to me that whoever did like it, maybe
isn't owning up. Sure,
isn't allowed to like it.
I hear you. Of course, yeah, yeah, absolutely. They say, "What are you up to on there?" Absolutely. Like, has the Vatican not
learned? I kind of love it if it was the Pope in one way.
I think he would actually up his street cred and his clout. If he was like, "Yeah, listen, I mean, the booty was fat. I had to just click a double tap." Do you know what I mean? I'm sorry, guys. I'm up on there on the gram. I'm thirsty.
I'd take a like from Pope Francis.
Sure,
you know,
so would I absolutely.
I actually do like him.
Yeah, no, so do I. Have they not learned to deal with controversy?
Really,
like, Jesus, you know what I mean? Have they not learned to deal with a scandal at this point? Like, guys, this is the worst thing.
In my mind, there's just a load of men in robes, like, shrieking and running around the Vatican right now. I've been like, what are we going to do?
But there's a load of men in robes, like, probably, like, what is Instagram? Do you know what I mean? There's probably, like, how on earth has this happened? What even is Instagram? And then there's probably the really young, hip Pope, and they're like, John, was that you now? And he's like, all right, mate, we're going to launch an investigation. Do you know what I mean? Also, Kira, could I run something by you? You know how we were discussing which script track it is that makes you cry?
Yeah.
Someone says, Ronan says, how about the competition instead is when you hear crying from Kira, you text win with 51552. So, Kira, would it be okay if the next time we're playing a script song, we play the one that makes you cry and we left your mic on, and then when everyone hears you crying across the country, they text in? Would that be all right?
Let's do it tomorrow, Chris. Great. That is a brilliant idea.
Ronan, thank you very much. That's a really clever idea. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. You text. The cue to call is Kira crying. So when you hear Kira crying on the show, do let us know. It'll be great fun. All right. Well, listen, Ronan, thank you for that. I want to give Ronan the script tickets now, but unfortunately, I don't know if he entered the competition. But anyway, there you go. We played the script, of course, in order to let you know that the script are playing a load of gigs next summer, which is so exciting because, of course, they are putting on three arena gigs for HSE and frontline staff next summer. And also, as well as that, they are playing a big outdoor gig in Cork's Irish Independent Park on the 22nd of June. And that's what you've entered for tickets for. So listen, we will announce a winner to that very shortly. 51552 is the number if you want to get in contact. Also, someone says, Kira, which I thought was very clever. Remember how we were discussing that somebody inadvertently liked a very sexy picture from the Pope's Twitter?
Pope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone said, the Vatican, spelt P-H-A-T, as in Vatican. Like, as in, you might say somebody has a fat booty, Kira, you understand me?
Yes, and of course
the picture.
Yes, Chris, I get it.
Just wanted to make sure that you and I were on the same page. But listen, that's what's going on. Speaking of, Kira, this is exciting because, of course, at the start of these, Kira, can I say these unprecedented times just now?
No,
it's very relevant.
No, Chris.
It's so contextual, though.
No.
God damn it. At the start of these...
Do we have another word for unprecedented?
Kira, unprecedented is the biggest word I know, Kira. I can't think of any other words. All right, Jesus, I'm not the most eloquent man. But look, of course, at the start of these times back in March, Kira said, how about we revive Kira's Diary? You might say, what is Kira's Diary? Well, of course, Kira's Diary was an extremely popular segment on our nighttime show. It was turned into a book, which I'm sure is available online in all good bookshops now, if you're thinking of a stocking filler, of course. However, for these times that are in it, Kira has decided to channel and revive the spirit of teenage Kira. Of course, she used to bring in her old diaries and read them to us on the nighttime show. Her genuine, old, tattered, you know, diaries that had seen better days, and they were like artifacts. They were like a wonderful source of history, Kira. But now you've taken that, you've taken the spirit of Kira, the essence of Kira, and applied it to these times and what Kira might feel about what's going on in the world at the moment.
Yes, 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 yes. So this week, it's all about Harry Styles. It's all about bras. It's all about betrayal. And
Jesus.
It's all about...
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
That's a lot packed into a diary entry,
sure,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and her grandmother being a criminal.
God almighty. Well, yes. Listen, then how about this? Tiny Tempest on the way.
It's like an episode of The Sopranos. Kira Starry today,
it really is. Yeah. Kira is like Carmella in The Sopranos. Kira's like Dr. Melfi or Meadow in The Sopranos. So much drama in her life. But look, Tiny Tempest is on the way, and saw Somebody's Child Top Drawer Romance first, though. Another thrilling installment of Kira Starry.
Dear Diary. So I'm just going to go straight ahead and come out with it. And it's something that I kind of feel a bit weird about, and also something that I just need to get off my chest. Or maybe on my chest. Okay, so for no real reason, I swear, I might have taken a look at a lingerie website this evening, and it's only because it's a French company and I'm just so obsessed with Emily in Paris and its realistic representation of Parisian life that maybe I wanted to check it out. And yeah, you know, maybe I want to feel hot watching the Late Late Toy Show next week, and it's totally not because of wanting to, you know what, with Lucy's older brother. In honesty, I found the whole thing exhausting. Do you even realise how many types of bras there is? There's padded bras, non-padded bras, underwire bras, bralettes, push-up bras, plunge bras, full-cup bras, balconette bras, t-shirt bras, multi-way and shapeless bras, and something even called side support bra. And the knickers, don't get me started on the knickers. All knickers, new-in knickers, thongs, G-strings, high-waisted knickers, Brazilian knickers, knicker shorts, and honestly, there's just so many ways to cover your own ass these days. But I did find something interesting. This website has these pillow mists that claim they can help you fall asleep to the scent of sexy famous people. The aromas produce melatonin, so you can like also get a tan, which is amazing as well, because with this Irish weather right now, I'm basically translucent. The celebrities are Jennifer Aniston, Maya Jama, Rihanna, Margot Robbie, Bradley Cooper, Zac Efron, and Harry frickin' Styles. I haven't been this excited since I saw him in a dress and totally rocking it, may I add, on the cover of Vogue, which my mum said that I couldn't buy. Now, I know what you're thinking, dear diary. It probably smells of watermelon sugar. But actually, it doesn't. It smells of creamy vanilla bean, dry fruit and sweet wood sap. But here's my dilemma. It says that if you spray this on your pillow, that you will have sensual dreams filled with the actual scent of the superstar that you admire. So if I were to buy this mist and spray it on my pillow and there and then have like some sort of dream about Harry Styles, is that not kind of cheating on Lucy's older brother? Anyway, I'm really annoyed with him. It's all his fault that I'm feeling all hot and bothered in the first place. Do you know what he did last night? He FaceTimed me before he went to sleep and he had his top off and was in bed. Now, I've seen him with his top off before and we've been swimming and sunbathing in this garden, but this time he was topless in a BED, and we all know what people do in BED. So obviously I didn't get a wink of sleep all of that night, and I was really groggy in English class and accidentally called Miss Murphy mum again. And obviously everyone was slagging me, which is totally unfair as I'm student president now and people should show me some respect. Speaking of which, man, the student council meetings are so boring. I'm stuck in a room at lunchtime with an absolute bunch of nerds. And there's this one girl, and honestly, dear diary, I think she's in love with Greta Thunberg because she goes on and on and on about climate change and the fact that we're not doing enough about it in school. And like, I get it, I really do. And I'm normally so passionate about this issue. But what with that on top of, oh, I don't know, studying for my Christmas exams, a worldwide pandemic, a criminal for a grandmother, my leaving cert, and an illicit love affair, I have to take a day off about worrying about polar bears. I have to tell Lucy about me and her older brother. I nearly got caught out yesterday when we were in school. I was showing Lucy this video of something stupid on TikTok, and then suddenly a WhatsApp notification came up on my phone from Lucy's older brother, and I went so red that I thought I was having an out-of-body experience, and I almost died right there. I managed to fob it off and say that he was asking what to get her as a Christmas present, and she bought it for now. But she's been watching Murder, She Wrote since she was 5, and she's going to figure this out in no time. Oh, I just can't handle all this drama. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Very quickly, Kira is an ambassador for Children in Hospital Ireland. I just checked out on Google. If you type in Just Giving Children in Hospital Ireland Cup of Kindness, the top thing is a link to their Just Giving. Kira's an ambassador for them. She did a great interview about it during the week. Donate to it right now. That's what you're doing Sunday morning. Donate to that, then do whatever else the plan for the day is. All right, thank you. There we go.
Thank you very much, yes. Chris. And obviously, I know that a lot of people have donated to lots of charities.
Well, they can donate to this one too, Kira.
They, if they look, if you have €5, if you have €10, Check out childreninhospital.ie or the link that Chris said as well. And we'd massively, massively appreciate your donations because it's for children and their families who are in hospital because they're ill.
I find this kind of terrifying. Kira was telling me this, and I'm honest with you. I love technology. I embrace technology. I am not doing this, and that's the end of it.
I don't embrace technology, and I'm usually 15 years late to everything. I'm fighting against it. I don't like going into a friend's house when I know they've got an Alexa.
Yeah, see, you know what the weird thing is? I like Alexa, right? I enjoy Alexa. Mm. But I'm also terrified of my Alexa, and I'm worried that it's going to kill me one day. Yes, very much so, yes. Mm-hmm.
And obviously we had Elon Musk come out there a couple of months ago, and he was talking about this revolutionary vision of involving putting a microchip being implanted into your brain in order to get your headphone-free music fix, okay? So that was Elon Musk's. What? Planting a chip into your brain to listen to music? I've got headphones and I've got a device. I'm fine. But this is called the Sound Beamer 1.0, okay? It's been developed by an Israeli company, Novita Systems, and it can essentially beam music directly into your head, okay, bear with me, Chris, by creating a 3D sound bubble. Ooh. So the device locates your ear position, and it then sends audio via ultrasonic waves that create sound pockets around the ears. So effectively, you're the only person who can hear the audio inside this sound bubble, whether you're watching a film or you're playing a game or you're listening to music. Now, straight away, I see a problem with this.
Okay.
One of the great things about headphones is you can ignore everyone.
That's true, actually.
If you've got a big pair of headphones on your head, you know, more often than not, people aren't going to stop you, or people aren't going to, and sometimes people do and you have to take off your headphones and it's really annoying or whatever. But more often than not, you can kind of continue just going, listening to your music or your podcast, and, you know, you're oblivious to what's going on in the world around you. If you're sitting there and you're listening to music inside your head, how is anybody going to know that?
You see, headphones are a great barrier, is what you're saying.
They are.
Yeah, yeah. And they're 100%. A great visual cue to people not to talk to you. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You can't
point at your ear and kind of, you know...
I'm listening to nanotechnology here. Sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, you can't do that, can you? Yeah, it doesn't work.
So, you don't need to tell the device where you are. It's not streaming to one exact place. It follows you wherever you go. That is what the Sound Beamer product manager said about it. This is what we dream of. A world where we get the sound you want.
I don't
need to disturb others, and others don't get disturbed by your sound, but you can still interact with them.
No, I don't want to interact with them. As you say, Kira, the whole benefit of having headphones on is that it creates a big roadblock between you and the person you're trying not to interact with. I absolutely hear you.
Also, they're hoping that it's going to be on the market by December 2021.
Just great. Just when we're getting over COVID, we'll have this then to deal with. We'll have nanotechnology turning against us to deal with once we're over this pandemic. Fantastic. I'll put that in the calendar. I am telling you something, Kira. I am totally against this, and I will tell you why.
Go ahead.
Why are you?
No, it's just it's better than Elon Musk and his, you know, inserting some sort of chip into the human brain to listen to music.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That is way weirder, isn't it?
So I'd rather take the Sound Beamer 1.0. than what Elon Musk was planning, which is mind-boggling in my own opinion. But anyway, tell me why you're against this.
I'll tell you something. I have an Alexa, as you mentioned, right? And I also
I'm so surprised that you have an Alexa of all people.
Now, sometimes I unplug the Alexa, I'll be honest with you. I do. If I'm like on the phone or something, I'm like, no, Alexa, you're getting unplugged. Sorry.
Like, you've made me so paranoid about technology that I'm so surprised that you have an Alexa.
You know what the weird thing is? An old gimmick gets old Chris here in. Do you know what I mean? I love the fact that Alexa controls the lights. That's the only reason I have it. So here's the problem, right?
Well, that's because you're lazy.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I have the Alexa set up, right, to control the lights. And this was like a terrifying scene for me out of one of these sci-fi movies where the AI turns against you. Mm-hmm. Alexa wouldn't change the lights, right? So I was like, Alexa, lights off. And she wasn't doing it, all right? And sorry if that's activated anybody's smart devices now at home, me shouting that. However, I said, smart device, turn off the lights. And it wouldn't. So I went over to the lights and I unplugged them all. And then I remembered these are lights that hold a charge. So they wouldn't go off because they were still on and they were holding a 6-hour charge. Literally, the house wasn't doing what I asked it to. And I had to just go, all right, fair enough, Alexa, you're not turning off the lights, I guess. I unplugged it. It stays on. So I just left it. So this is only a tiny fraction of what would happen if it turns against us. Imagine you can't get the music off in your ears. Imagine for some reason it malfunctions and it's piping our podcast into your head all day or something.
Andrew texts in to say, what happens when it malfunctions and it won't turn off? That is so true, Andrew. I didn't even think about
that. Yes, Kira. Exactly. That's what I mean. Just like the Alexa. Jesus.
Yeah.
God almighty. It'd be terrifying. Andrew, you're so right. I had an experience with the Alexa. Now it was only lights. But still, it's really annoying.
51552. Let's say this was in the market by December 2021. Is there anyone out there who would actually like to use this form of listening to music in your head?
There's something... No, you see, it becomes too abstract and intangible. Mm. There's something nice, right, about supposing the thing was really annoying me, that I can put it on the ground and I can smash it. Do you know what I mean? There is something comforting about that. But if it's all abstract and nanotechnology and beaming it into a 3D bubble around my head, that's the
stuff
of nightmares.
Following you wherever you go.
If that goes wrong, that's the stuff of nightmares. In just a few minutes, you and I are going to have to chat about that very weird thing you told me you do in the bath.
It's because not that. Chris, before we talk about this,
can I stop? Can I stop billing it like that?
The 2FM Twitter account just put out that I do something weird in the bath as well. And I was like, oh my God, almighty. It's not that weird. And everybody does it. And we'll talk about it after 12.
Yeah,
but stop making me it. Please, Chris. It's hard enough as it is.
What are your listening habits while you're having a bath? Because Iron Kira King does something really strange while she's in the bath. Oh, that is funny. Yeah.
You know,
and loads of people are like, I'm going to retweet that. Hold on.
No.
There we go. Sorry. There we go. Brilliant. Thank you. Everybody retweet that tweet from the 2FM Twitter.
Chris, have I want to apologise because I feel like I was really annoying you this week because all I did all week was text you about Prison Break.
No, Kira, I very much enjoyed the hearing from you about Prison Break. So to explain to everyone, Kira is 15 years late to one of the greatest shows that's ever existed on television. Literally about a week and a half ago, Kira texts me going, Chris, do you know the show Prison Break? I'm watching Prison Break. And I'm
no,
like, yes, Kira,
that's not true. I knew that you were a fan of Prison Break and you were a huge fan of Wentworth Miller.
But you said it with such a kind of an excitement as though like you discovered this cool new thing, Kira, that you were watching it on Netflix and like, you know, it's just, it just seemed a little... Look, Kira, I'm glad you're watching it. I'm glad you have the excitement of it. And I didn't mind hearing from you at all because it's great to go through the journey and the excitement with somebody new, if you understand me. It really is. It's cool to see you see it all for the first time. Absolutely.
Chris was getting text messages from me all hours of the day, all hours of the night, and it was I was just like, please don't tell me that Sarah's head in a box, or you know, please say they get out of this jail. And what is Teabag doing in, you know, wherever, Panama? And so thank you. But I've noticed that my listening habits and my watching habits have kind of changed during the course of the last 8 or 9 months.
How do you mean?
And I want to ask you, I've started doing something weird in the bath and I just wanted to see what you thought of it.
All right. So you're doing something weird in the bath. Is it texting me about Prison Break?
No. I'd never take my phone into the bathroom.
Okay, fair enough.
But I have started like listening to podcasts of friends of mine in the bath.
That's very weird.
Do you think that's weird?
Sort of. Like, why do you have to be in the bath, Kira? Can you not listen in a state of... dress.
No, but like, well, you know when you're like relaxing in the bath and you've got the Epsom salts and you've got a lovely, you know, therapeutic body or bath foam and you're just chillaxing. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a bath in years because I've never lived in a house that has a bath. This place that I'm in now has a bath and I'm loving it, Chris.
Okay, you know? So you're making full use of the bath.
Yeah, it's part of my whole pandemic.
Do you put on candles now when you're in the bath? Do you light some candles?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. And are they the only source of light? So as in, do you turn off the lights and just have the candles lighting the bathroom and it's very...
And I leave the light on over the
mirror. Sink. So like the small little like kind of like dim orangey light. Yeah, okay, fair enough. But
and then I
otherwise...
lie back and I listen to a podcast. And I'll give you an example. The Tommy, Hector and Larita Blewett podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, Larita is a friend of mine. Hmm. And I was like laughing in the bath because it's a very, very funny podcast. Yeah. But... is it weird that I was listening to my friend Larita while I was in the bath?
Sort of. So I will, it is, and I'll tell you why. I find stuff like that kind of weird and disconcerting. So I'll be honest with you. I'm the total opposite. And this is not a joke. And I'm not just saying this because you have said
then
this.
You don't want to hear what accidentally happened then, so.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Well, after I finished listening to one podcast, I kind of automatically went on to whatever was next in my library. And it was me and you.
That's so weird. So you're there sitting in the bath, of course, nude as one would be in the bath, and you're listening to us on a podcast. Kira, do you not think that's weird?
It's a little bit of a fight in my brain at the minute. I'm not quite sure. It's just audio.
Yeah, but it's like us there. Well, it's like us and our you know, our show.
I did watch an episode of Prison Break in the bath as well.
I get that because you don't know any of the people in Prison Break. Otherwise, it's weird. And I'll be honest with you, and I'm not just saying this. Remember what I was going to say earlier? I said, believe it or not, this genuinely did happen. You know how you were, of course, on about, because the 20th of November, Friday, was World Children's Day, and you were on because you're an ambassador for Children in Hospital Ireland. By the way, the donation link is still up if you want to, their Just Giving page is still on there. If you just type in Just Giving or Children in Hospital Ireland and World Children's Day, the thing is, like, it's the first result on Google. So just click donate on there if you have a few euros, because it's for an absolutely fantastic cause. However, you were in a few, like, newspapers and stuff because of that. And
was
this,
I?
Yeah, this is not a joke. I get this thing on my phone, which is like the Discover tab or whatever it is. And I scroll through that sometimes when I'm having a number one in the bathroom, we'll say, because I have a hand free and I'm like just there going,
oh, Jesus. And can't literally put your phone down to pee.
No, this is not a joke. As I was standing there, your head pops up and it says, Ciara King opens up about, you know, and it's very serious, by the way, and fair play to you, serious topic. And I click on that image, right, because I want to see what the article is about you. And there's a picture of me and you at your book launch while I'm standing there doing my business. And I'm like, this is, like, I literally threw the phone out of my hand. And I was like,
that's
this
weird.
Is very, very weird. So, Ciara, I don't do that. I do the complete opposite to what you do, because otherwise it's odd. And it's odd to be in that state of nudity and just
it's the
intimacy,
most natural thing in the world.
But not listening to your own podcast.
You know, I probably shouldn't listen to anything, and I probably should just lie there.
Don't listen to music or something, or people you don't know.
Yeah.
Not mine and yours podcast, or like, you know,
yeah,
Narita
that
and Tommy
weird
and Hector.
As well.
Like, that's odd, Ciara. Like, that's. Yeah. Do you know how you were saying to me that, like, people like Cillian Murphy and stuff and all of those are doing those guided like book
meditations,
readings through Calm?
Yeah,
yeah. So one night I remember, I was like, geez, I must actually see what that is now. Because I'll tell you, I was on my phone and it suggested one of those things in, like, the tab at the bottom or whatever. So I clicked on it, right? And this will give you an idea. I don't know how you're able to listen to yourself or anything related to yourself at all. Because I was, like, relaxed, had headphones in, because that's how you're supposed to listen to those things. And what's the ad before it? Me screaming about broadband. Do you know what I mean? So I'm there getting ready to go to sleep and I'm like, ah. Oh. And then it's,
oh,
you can get super fast
no.
fiber broadband for 44 euro. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this is awful. Me
that's
screaming
like-
at me going to sleep.
Ah, that's weird.
It was very weird, Ciara. I won't
that's
lie.
Weird.
It's all very weird.
It was
makes
like
me
the time that you gave me a meditation. To listen to help me sleep at night, and I was there and I was listening to it, and it was a lovely meditation, and
sure.
The next thing in the meditation somebody says, Merlin is now standing at the end of your bed, and I was so afraid to open my eyes just in case there was a Merlin standing at the end of my bed.
But anyway, that meditation gets even creepier, because it's like Merlin puts his hand on your cheek and says everything is okay. I'm like, get away from me, Merlin.
Merlin, if I wanted a man in my bedroom,
putting
you know?
His hand on my cheek, talking about. Anyway, listen, Ciara, I hear you. It's all.
So
all
you think
very
I'm weird? 51552.
Yes,
I want to know. Do other people think that's weird? I want to know about people's
100%
rituals.
I know people who are doing Zoom calls with no pants on. Like, not me, obviously, Ciara. I'd never do that. But there are certainly people, as you say, that have changed their routines because of these.
Did you do a Zoom call with no pants on?
I did a Zoom call in boxers and a t-shirt when we had to go on about those listenership figures, yes.
Chris, we have to give a big shout out to Adam who works on the show. We were just talking there.
Why?
About
why do we have to give a shout out to him?
Shut up. Because we were just talking about what I listened to in the bath, and you said it was really weird that I listened to podcasts of people that I know. Adam said that he loves a relaxing bath while some American narrator explains in details how a family were brutally murdered in a crime podcast. So that's what he does.
That is funny.
So... I'm not the only one, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, big shout out to Adam. You're right. Okay.
We all need to think about what we listen to when we're in the bath. And I think you got it right. I should just probably listen to classical music. And I actually looked up on my Spotify songs to listen to in the bath.
Oh, nice. Is there a playlist for that?
There is.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, brilliant. Well, you're all sorted then. Class. Yeah, Adam is so right on that though as well. Like, absolutely. Like, if you're in the wrong mood, like if you're in the bath or even if you're trying to go to bed and it's like, the man killed 83 people over the course of his 30-year killing spree. You're like, this is...
Can I just say as well, I'm looking at this songs to listen to in the bath, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of love songs.
Well, yeah, I mean, the bath can be an erotic place, Ciara, I guess.
California King Bed, Rihanna.
That's a good track. I'd listen to that in the bath. Would you not? Well, I'm having a nice old bubble bath now. Yeah, why not? I'd give it a try.
I'm Like a Bird, Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, I could sing along to that. Yeah.
I'm With You, Avril Lavigne.
these are a very particular.
This one's interesting. Cry to Me, Solomon Burke. That's old school. What? Okay.
10 relaxing songs for a long soak in the bath. Jack Johnson, Better Together. Katie Melua, The Closest Thing to Crazy. Ed Sheeran, Kiss Me. I'm not I'm not feeling these songs, I don't think.
So I'm saying, like, yeah. Okay, guys, we need to get our bath playlist down.
A wine mom made this bath playlist, I believe. Corrine Bailey Ray, Put Your Records On. Damien Rice, Delicate. I don't, yeah, I'm not feeling these.
Like, I don't want to be depressed when I'm in the bath, yeah. You know?
Sure, yeah. I don't want to feel like I'm listening to the radio in 2004 when I'm
is
in the bath.
James
either.
Blunt's Goodbye My Lover on that playlist by any chance?
Oh my God. Not quite, anyway. But I see what you're saying. All right, listen. Yeah. How about this? On the way for like, you. What
it's
else
okay
is
to
on
have
there?
A bath when you're happy, you know? You don't have to be sad while having a bath.
Can I just sit in
you
water?
You don't have to be heartbroken lying in yeah. suds.
I just want to sit there naked for 5 minutes and clean myself and then get out. Like, it doesn't need to be. Enya's only time. God,
oh, yeah. My. No, yeah. That's fabulous.
In the bath.
Yeah. That'll be up there with classical music experience.
Would it? Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran's Kiss Me. No. I'm not doing this. I'm going to sit in the bath quietly for 5 minutes and like listen to the news headlines or something and then go, right, that was my bath and that'll be that. Why are we having baths anyway? Let's just have showers. It's much easier. All right, Kira, enough of this. Wow, well, I mean, like, look, Kira, what more do you want? Like, I mean, that is probably the best radio this week in Ireland. And I say that.
I don't even know what to say, Chris. Yeah, because I think we said it all on Saturday and Sunday.
Didn't we? Didn't we cover it all? But look, how about this? If you're here and you're not subscribed, do give us a subscription on whatever iTunes or Spotify or your RSS feed, whatever it is. Leave nice comments, share it with your friends, all of that kind of stuff, wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, until next time, from myself, Chris, goodbye. From Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.